coup they've given me the bird. Bath and West Evening Chronicle, the 8th of April, 1978. My word, how this brings back memories. When I worked for the Bath Evening Chronicle in the dear old days of long ago, my place of work was a shed, your actual fairly cheap garden shed, which was placed on a flat roof opposite, if I recall correctly, the room that was the workplace for the Telliad girls, who I must say did not work in a shed, and especially not my shed, which was so ramshackle that if I moved a useful piece of wood in one corner, I had a direct view of young pigeons in a nest. Sometimes I used to feed them. That was the time I was doing features and other hack work. Oddly enough, it was a good life if you didn't mind being constantly surrounded by pigeons. And while I can't remember much more about it, I must assume that my near neighbours were the inspiration of this little piece. According to the Radio Times, so it must be right, the Russians have experimented with using pigeons to do simple production line jobs in factories.
Dear Comrade Chairman, I would just like to say, right at the start, that I have been employed here at the Doug Vilaskevichsky Tool and Die Collective for 12 years, and there have never been any complaints. I have never applied for a visa for Israel. I am not now and never have been an intellectual, and I have always kept my production line spotless. You could eat your dinner off it. There is not another man in the place what could say the same, or, if I may put it bluntly, there is not, in actual point of fact, another man in the place.
Author's note. Should have said comrade, shouldn't I?
Of course I realize that as a humble factory hygiene operative grade 3, it is not my job to criticize decisions made higher up the putty machine. Not if I don't want to end up on the wrong side of the Doug Vilaskevichsky Mental Health Institute anyway. But I cannot help recalling the old days when there were 1,300 other comrade workers here. I mean, human beings. I mean, I don't wish this to be interpreted as a criticism of the quality of the work of my current feathered comrades per se. I mean, on the production lines, all you hear is thousands of little beaks pecking away. That and the rustle of feathers. Some days, it drives me up the pole. Also, take the case of work outings. They used to be very enjoyable. We'd all go out to Noddy Novigrad Supermare with a few crates of vodka stuck in the back of the coach. Only now it is hard to enjoy yourself when you're the only chap in 13 coaches, and all the rest of your fellow comrade workers are in big wicker hampers. When we get there, I have to let them out, and then they all fly back home, leaving Joe Jovarich Muggins here with his funny hat and a bag of whelks, and a long journey back home on his Todd. I wouldn't mind that so much, but when I complained to the chief hygiene operative, he just flew away. Things aren't the same in the canteen anymore either. Well, they're not going to produce 1,300 lunches of mixed corn and just one of caviar and chips, are they? No, it's either sandwiches or up there on the feeding perch with all the rest of them. And no moaning, I will peck your fingers. I will pass over the failing fortunes of the works darts team, the humiliating defeat in the billiards league, the unpleasant encounter with the KGB All-Stars on the football field, and the nasty mess at the International Chess Championships. And I told the fraternal Chinese delegate not to take his hat off, but, of course, no one listened. I appreciate what is said in Pravda about not being capitalist, about our fellow creatures, and all that about joining together in the greater unity of all warm-blooded creatures, as per true Marxist thinking. Also, where it said that every pigeon in a factory means another man free to build submarines. But what it boils down to is that I'm only employed here because none of my new fellow comrade workers is big enough to push a broom. I would also like to make a protest that the parrot they've got operating the switchboard won't let me make personal calls. And as for the flamingo on the tea trolley, well, how would you like your tea stirred? I hope this message reaches you on account of me attaching it to the leg of one of my fellow comrade workers, who's going to see his relatives. He says they've got a little nest just outside your office window. Thanking you in anticipation, I remain yours fraternally, Terry Terjanovich Pratchett. P.S. Sorry this letter is a bit nibbled at the top. Only the works manager has been out for a fly around. And you know what these budgies are like, little scamps.